with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County and its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. For those of us here in this room, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in the room, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. We will start first with folks present in this room, and then we will ask to hear from people participating remotely through the call-in number. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We just need the name and place of residence from anyone speaking on the phone. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, the commission may take action on the application or defer it until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other communications or conversations about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2325, David and Sandra Blank.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a campground to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 30.76 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of J. Patch Road, which is Sussex County Route 376A, approximately 0.5 miles southeast of Pepper Road, which is Sussex County Route 376. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 9, Parcel 58.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan. We have a copy of a written response from the Sussex Conservation District. We have a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. And I would note we received 5 letters in opposition. Thank you.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Okay, if you would, come up, please. And give us your names and address, please?
Sandra Blank.
David Blank.
J. Petrud.
J. Petrud.
All right, very good. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you wish to add?
Yes. I just want to make a few brief comments, but that serve to both give a little bit of context and also to help alleviate concerns of neighbors.
Okay.
So please bear with the context. It turns out that we moved to India in 1992 on a U.S. State Department professor exchange, and I began working on a technical solution to Asia's most serious health and climate problem. This led to a breakthrough that I'm now in Sussex County working to commercialize. It's a breakthrough that enables vehicular engines to operate without making air pollution and to be more efficient. Some 8 years ago, we established a research laboratory in Williamsville Industrial Park, and at the same time, we purchased J. Patch Road, the property on J. Patch Road, with the intent of placing a single-family house on the property. Turns out that we've learned since that the technology that we're trying to pioneer, which literally will help the planet, is a disruptive technology that both car manufacturers and energy companies would want to put on the shelf. Thus, we've had to finance the commercialization of the technology ourselves, making it so that we've had to delay building the house on J. Patch Road. Therefore, we've instead been seeking to establish a non-commercial campground to live on until our funds become adequate for the house. Then, after placing the home, we hope to continue to use this. We intend to continue to use this private campground for family and close friends. Therefore, the campground is for private, not personal or not commercial use. In addition, our intent is to semi-permanently place one trailer on each of the two small campsites. Thus, the presence of the campground on J. Patch Road will not add to the already almost nominal traffic being reported by DelDOT. Our plan accounts for more than adequate off-road parking. And let me conclude by stating that together with planning and zoning, we have already considered all the 9 individual ordinance requirements for this specific conditional use application, and our request is in full compliance with all these, including the minimum design standards for J. Patch Road. This concludes our comments. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen.
All right. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. I just want to clarify one thing. You are asking simply for 2 campsites.
Yes, sir. 2,000 square foot campsites.
Right. Just so there would just be 2 campers here.
That's correct. And we plan to. I'm sorry.
No, I just
said trailer, but it's travel trailer.
Travel trailer.
Yeah.
We don't plan to move trailers on and off the property. Just plan to have them on the property semi-permanently.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We're going to start with Mr. Mears.
So these 2 travel trailers are just for your use until
yes,
the
sir.
House?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If the commission decided to approve it but wanted to put a time period on it, how long do you think you're going to need these 2 travel trailers?
We hope to be able to have the campsite longer than that, but if you put that condition, 2 to 3 years.
Okay, so you might like to build the house and keep the campers.
Yes, we would. We have a son who's a Navy SEAL. We have other. We're veterans, both veterans, and we would like to be able to have friends come down also from time to time.
I have no other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
I had the question about the number of units, and you already answered that, so I don't have any other questions at this time. Thank you.
Ms. Hoy-Stevenson.
If there Okay, now, I thought I understood, now I'm confused. So if they're just for your use, why are they here? Can't they just do that on their property?
It's a number of dwellings on the parcel.
Oh, okay, okay.
If it was just one dwelling, we wouldn't be here, so it was...
So they would, if they, but if they subdivided, they could just put them on there and not worry about it?
Potentially, they are one, though, so then we get into the double wides and the minimum sizes.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So we discussed it, and the CU seemed the best way forward, so...
Okay, gotcha, all right.
Dawkins?
No questions.
Counselor?
No, none, that cleared up a lot of questions, though, that I had, just based on their explanation.
Mr. Chairman, I have one for council.
Sure, sure.
If the commission was to approve the request, including leaving the two campers on site, would that be throwing them in an awkward position when they went to build a house, which would be a third?
Well, the way, I'll look at that, the way the, it shouldn't, because this is a conditional use for those, and it would be worded in addition to the house. And as I recall, campgrounds require a separation distance with homes of other ownership, as I recall, so I think they'd be fine.
Well, if we were able to grant this, I'd hate to drag these folks back in for a building permit.
Can I add one thing? We made a modification more recently based on Denrec realities, and that would be the article, ordinance 9 in the regulations allow for what's called a campground manager's residence on the property, which would be the same as our single-family home. So we're modifying the site plan to include that as part of the campground.
Thank you.
So it'll all be one package.
Any other questions?
So would you ever rent any of these out?
It's not our intent. We're not doing this for commercial purposes.
Okay.
And if that has to be stipulated, you know, in the ordinance that you draft for this, you know, that would be great.
Okay. We'll have to think about that, but because the fact of the matter is, whether they're rented or not, they still exist, you know.
Yeah. Right,
and it would
right.
be hard to police whether they're rented. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? All right, you'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2325, David and Sandra Blank? Okay, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir, come on up. Give us your name, you may have the floor.
My name is Mark Meckes. I have the property directly across the street right. of J. Pat Road on the southbound side.
Okay.
I have some notes that I put together opposing the situation.
Okay.
They may not apply per his statement, but if you don't mind, I'll go through what I opposed because
it's your time.
Okay. First of all, I'm Mark Meckes and I live across the street. So, first of all, the application does state campground for mobile homes, trailers, tents, camper trailers, travel vans, and etc.
Right.
So, per his statement, per the application, is totally opposite. So, I will read what I had put together for this meeting. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to strongly oppose the conditional use in this AR1 agricultural district residential for a campground applied for by David and Sandra Blank. My objection is based on the following. We purchased this property for peace and quiet on J. Patch Road for the reason of being zoned AR1 residential back in 2014 to build our retirement home on, and we are just about complete. Number two, we don't want to hear and see campground across the road from sitting on our front porch, which is less than 100 feet away. Additional, and alone, let alone the all the additional traffic that may occur on J. Patch Road, which is a dead-end road. Number three, J. Patch Road is barely wide enough to pass each other with passenger cars and pickup trucks. Without slowing down to stop to allow the neighbor to pass yourself, let alone having larger trucks and trailers that can't turn around entering on J. Patch Road. If any large trucks or trailers or 18-wheelers would pull in, any travel trailers would pull into J. Patch Road, they would have to back completely out to Pepper Road where they entered because there is no place in the entire road to turn around. Number four, the idea of having many different strangers coming and going all different hours throughout the day and night throughout the year is very concerning for myself and my wife. Number five, the idea of campfires burning is very concerning since there has been two fires, major fires, on this said property since I've owned this property in 2014, destroying a camper that was there a few years ago, and also a fire in the woods that actually had the fire department of Selbyville dispatched for both fires. Six, J. Patch Road is a no-outlet road and should not allow any conditional use of a business in this area that is not zoned for commercial use. For these reasons, I state it, I encourage you all seriously to consider denying the conditional use request by David and Sandra Blank. So that's what I put together before hearing their statement. After hearing their statement, I still feel strongly opposing the situation. After hearing a couple of the comments from the board, it clarified that if it would be approved, it still gives them the allowance to do any of this as a commercial use.
Yes, what they've asked for are two sites, so they could have two sites.
Okay, and if you look at the picture you had with the drawing of the prints, the road goes into the two sites. There's no way of getting around them. So the drawing would be redone to see where the sites would go versus the house, because per that drawing, you can't put a house with that drawing, because your only road goes right to your two sites where the campers would have to stay.
If it gets approved, they will have to go through a site approval process as well. So, and it is certainly possible that the plan could be changed in that.
Okay. And the other concern I had is the septic system. I know what I had to go through, and I'm glad I did. I wanted to make it right. So when Denirec was done doing their perking and everything else, we put in what we had to put in. And it's a very large sand mound system, you know, for the property. I see it's just tentative on the plans, so I'm sure nothing was done by Denirec to see what is required for the septic.
You can certainly rest assured that Denirec is an equal opportunity agency, and they will have their way with.
I know that. I appreciate that too.
So I won't worry about that one too much.
I appreciate that, and they also ask by, you know, how many bathrooms and so on. So that's all I had.
Oh yeah. All right, sir. Well, thank you.
Thank you
for coming out. Who else would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm Karen Tyre. I live at the end of J. Patch Road.
Okay.
And seems to be conflicting information as far as what the conditional use was for and then what they just presented. So I'm a little bit confused as far as what exactly they're seeking and what you might be approving. I submitted a letter. I can read that if you want, or you've already probably read it.
You don't need to if it's in the record, but it's your time if you wish to read it. But
well, I'll just touch on a few things, being the tremendous increase in vehicle and foot traffic, the interruption of wetlands that's probably on that subject property, the additional vehicle and foot traffic will be very dangerous due to what he just discussed, there being no shoulder on the road. It's a very narrow road, and the cul-de-sac at the end of that road will not accommodate any larger vehicles, that type of thing. The proposed campground, not just the sites, but I mean, if we're talking a big, you know, campground here, could bring the party type of scene and activity to a very quiet neighborhood. There does not appear to be sufficient septic and water facilities to accommodate a campground for mobile campers, tents, camp trailers, touring vans, and such. There's not another campground in the area, and this would adversely affect our property values. There's no common areas in the area not consistent with this request, and we have never been notified of any conditional use. It's a farming area, there's no commercial activity in the area, and most of us all object to any type of commercial activity. I've been the owner of my property for 37 years, which is zoned residential. My family, my sister Nell and myself have been the owners of the J. Patch Farm, which is agricultural, for about 80 plus years. It's a very well-maintained private working farm, and the campground is not welcome in this area and totally out of character. So that's all.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, who else would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Now, we've had two come up and tell us, everything about that you had envisioned a, apparently a much larger campground. Are you in that same situation?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
No, my name's Glenn Carl Campbell, and I bought the property in 2006, about 16 years ago, to retire to a quiet neighborhood.
What property?
I live on Guitar Lane.
Okay.
Right off to J. Patch Road. Actually, okay. I live on the easement that was called J. Patch. I got okay. the name of Guitar Lane.
Okay.
So, you know, I just want to, I'm against it because I want to retire in a nice, quiet neighborhood, and I really don't want a campground right across the street from me. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you. All right, who's next?
Hello. Sorry for being so unaddressed. My name is Matt Mitchell. I live on J. Patch Road,
mm-hmm.
and I live in the rectangle just west of where they're wanting to put their campground. We've lived there. We built a house there in 2007
mm-hmm.
and owned the property for longer, I don't know, a couple years longer than that or so. Raised my family there. We do a lot of target practicing right in our backyard. And numerous times already we've had trespassers come onto our property, and it is scary. Even with signs up, there's nothing we can do, you know. And as soon as I hear campground, I think of hikers. So that's just, you know, that's where if it was just one campsite, I wouldn't have an issue with it. But as soon as I hear campground.
Wait a minute, how about two?
I don't know. I feel about it.
That's a point that, though, I want to remind everybody that I understand that there was some confusion because when the applications are made, there aren't a lot of specifics there.
Right.
And that's why we have a public hearing mm-hmm. and why we have a public meeting, so everyone can come out and see exactly what is being proposed. What is being proposed is a campground consisting of two campsites. That's what's being proposed. And I just want to make sure everyone understands that's what this is about. Okay, it's about two. It's not about an unlimited number. There are going to be the application is for two,
mm-hmm.
and if it gets approved, it'll only be approved for that
okay.
or less.
And even in the future, there would be never.
They would have to come back here and go through all this all over
okay.
again.
All right. Just well, like thank you for your time.
If you decided to have one at your place, you would come and do the same process.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
You're certainly welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's next? I'm sorry.
And I mean, I think that you did a great job, like, kind of circling back on it. I think what we need to make sure we get our brain around is the fact that these folks, they want to be able to put two travel trailers on 30 acres.
Right.
And in order to do that, they met with planning and zoning, and planning and zoning said, we think that the best vehicle or process in order for you to put these two trailers on the property so that your son, when he comes in from Navy or whatever, and you all can have your own places until you get the house built. And then they would like to be able to retain those into the future. And I don't get the impression that they want to start some kind of a campground. They just want to be able to have two travel trailers on 30 acres and then build their home.
Well, that was the testimony. Yeah.
Since the conditional use, we make the conditions.
Okay.
So my question would be for legal, I think, if they don't in fact decide to build a house there, now we've got two campgrounds that really aren't going to be like for friends and family to be using, it's going to be for anybody.
Well, bear in mind, this is the conditional use application, so we can place very specific limitations on it.
And with a timeline for the house.
Yeah, I think there okay. could be a timeline or a limitation that the
so it doesn't end up.
Yeah, you don't end up with a situation.
There is no commercial in
sure.
this area, yeah. And I know that there's a lot of hunting around this as well,
right.
to the gentleman's point that he just made.
And we want to finish taking our public testimony, though, but so far indications certainly have been that there's a great amount of concern, so we're going to want to be sensitive to that. Yes, sir?
Real quick, Mr. Chairman, a couple people use the word commercial. This is not a commercial application. It's a conditional use.
Yeah.
We can put, you know, limitations on what they can sure. build. It's not a wide open zoning for them to do anything they want.
Well, and that's have the building, we use that in, to try to accommodate the concerns that folks have about what's going to be happening there. So, all right, sir, you've heard enough from us. We want to hear from you.
Yes, sir. My name is Robert Manuel. I live at J. Patch Road. I live at the end of J. Patch Road.
Yes,
also,
sir.
I'm a veteran.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Retired correctional officer for the state of Delaware. Also, Mr. Blankner has had that property. They bought that property about 7 years. They moved the trailer there. Mm-hmm. And to this day, there's no water there. There's no sewage. I've never seen a sanitation truck in that area. So even if they put trailers there, I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, are they eventually going to build the house? They came to you 7 years ago and said they're going to build the house. The house has never gotten built.
I don't know if they came to us or not. It's the first time I remember seeing them. But I would can tell you that now that they've made this application and so on, they're on everybody's radar screen.
Well, we're against it. I mean, we really don't want trailers there like that.
Okay.
That he could rent out anytime he wants. Okay. You know, and like I say, since he's been there, we had two unexplained fires. And his place was vacant at the time. He wasn't there, and it caught on fire.
Okay.
So I'm definitely opposed to it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, who's next?
Good evening. My name is Rachel Hochstedler. I own the land right next to him. I am opposed to it for the reasons there was, like everybody has stated, there's been fires on that property. That fire was so close to my property that Selbyville actually thought it was mine and came to my work. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned with where the septic system's going to be. That also is very close to my property.
There are rules about that. So.
Right. Yeah. In my property right now, and for as long as I own it, will be a wildlife property. Mm-hmm. I'm also concerned about that. I don't know. That camper that started on fire, again, was so close to my property that mm-hmm. that all that stuff that was burnt sat there for over a year, was never cleaned up until, I don't know what made them want to clean it up, but eventually got cleaned up.
When did it get cleaned up?
It sat there burnt. All the camper itself sat there with all the contents for quite a while. I'm opposed to it.
Okay.
I just feel like it's not going to benefit that area.
Okay.
I want to keep my area wildlife.
Okay.
And there's quite a bit of acreage there, so.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Who's next? Anyone else?
Hi, my name is Dave Wiley. Mm-hmm. I have a farm on J. Patch Road, right across the street from where they're at there.
Okay.
I was on the, I know I'm not rehashed this all again, but.
Yeah, we're not going to.
So okay. As long as in the future they cannot rent them out or have people come in there, I have no issue with them living in a camper on their 30 acres.
Okay.
But it has to be some kind of stipulation that they're not going to be able to, in the future, say, hey, look, you know, I'm going to enlarge this and do more.
We'll take that under advisement. As I've mentioned before, they and every one of you are privileged to come in and make an application for any legal purpose. So they could certainly come back, make another application, and we would get to do this all over again.
Okay,
so
that's the only
that'd
part.
That'd be the only way it would happen.
All right, thank
okay?
you, though.
All right, thank you. Okay, who's next? Yes, ma'am. Somebody was jumped up and
sat down
real quick.
Okay. My name's Jessica Tyre. I grew up on J. Patch Road. Karen Tyre's my mother. My brother's back there.
Okay.
I think most of us are here in opposition to this for a lot of the reasons already stated. I just would like to add that, you know, I don't know if we can ask that the application be clarified because it does state a campground for mobile campers, tents, camp trailers, touring vans, and the like. So that's like they're encompassing all of that into their application. Plus there's already an RV there. So would these two proposed sites be in addition to the RV that's there? Or are they moving their current RV into one of the sites and adding one more would be my...
That's a good question. We'll get a clarification for that. Mr. Whitehouse, what's your impression of what's happening?
So the description of the use actually comes from the code. So there's a list of activities in the code that require a conditional use. My understanding is that the applicant almost copied and pasted what that wording is from the code. Okay. And it might be describing more than what the applicant's actually asking for. I think that's where that concern comes from.
Right. And how about there's a unit there now, and we approve two, still can only have a total of two. You can't, so it would be whatever's there plus one more.
That's correct. I mean, the conditional use could be limited to a specific part of the site or all of the sites.
That's true. Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Stuart McGee. My stepmother and aunt own J Patch at the very end of it. The other reasons everybody's already stated, if it's registered as a campground, anybody that does a Google search is going to go looking for that campground thinking that, hey, that might be a good place I can go. There's only a 30-foot right-of-way and no cul-de-sac. There's not an area to even build a cul-de-sac. So the additional traffic of people looking for this mystical campground is just going to increase the ADT, and with no turnaround, there'll be turnaround in my aunt's driveway every single time. Other than that, the other arguments have already been stated.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, who's next? Looks like that one's going the other way. Okay. Anyone else? Going once? Twice? Okay. Operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2325, David and Sandra Blank?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Ashley on the line. Ashley, your line is open.
My name is Ashley. I'm an employee of Suffolk County, just passing the line.
Thank you very much, Ashley. We hear you loud and clear. Glad to know everything is working properly. Operator, is there anyone else standing by? Something we have to do.
At this time, there is no one else on the line.
All right, sir. We thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
No, thank you.
No, sir.
So, wait, if they decided to... Okay. If they put their camper on that and then built a shed that people could sleep in that doesn't have a kitchen in it, then they could... They don't even have to talk to us, right?
So a guest house with no cooking, a yurt would come back as a CU. But a dwelling can have a guest house with no kitchen facilities permitted as an accessory structure by right subject to setbacks. They still need a building permit, and we would be checking it as part of the building permit to make sure there's no kitchen in there, but theoretically, yes. So.
But the first question is that the residential structure has to be a dwelling and satisfy all the building code requirements for that. Is that correct?
Correct. So a campground wouldn't get the same accessory use. So it have to be the dwelling would have to be there first. So.
And you can't count the RV as the dwelling? Okay. Okay. That's what I... Thank you.
Okay. All right, there being no further questions, before we close the public hearing, I want to thank all of you for coming. And when we close the public hearing, you're going to want to get up and leave, which I can certainly understand that. You're also going to want to start talking. I'm going to ask you to not do the talking part because we've got a couple more public hearings and we'd like to keep rolling. So I'd appreciate it if you would exit quickly and quietly, or you're welcome to remain with us for the rest of the evening because I'm sure you find it fascinating. And after all, and you may wish to stay until we make a decision. All right, with that, we'll close the public hearing. Thank you.